Welcome to Shom Machshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Loi Nishmas Ambiak Hashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Tetzayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph starts and says that we need to learn from the fact that it says in the pasuk that Min Ofer Sheyeh Bekarka Mishkan. That not only the Mishkan we do it, but also in other Batei Mikdash that came to Am Yisrael later. And the Girsa that we have in the Gemara is Shiloi Noi VeGivoin Ubei Solomim. All the next Mishkanais and Mikdashim of Am Yisrael have the din of the Ofer Soito. So Rashi, in the end of the Tzvon Beis, says you should not be goyres Noiv and Givoin. And why is that so? Because Noiv and Givoin did not have the Oren HaKodesh. And if there's no Oren, so then Mincha Soito did not come over there. The Torah says Yishanim in Yumo Dafim Daldam Dalf. He quotes his Rashi and he adds a few more words. He says, if there's no Oren, so it's not a real Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have an Oren over there, so it's not Mishkan Shur Oymid B'Gdushah Soy Kemishpatoy. It's not a real Beis HaMikdash. The only place where it says Mincha Soito is to bring it to the full Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have the Oren over there, you're missing in the Shem Beis HaMikdash, and that's what explains the Rashi over here. But the Losha of the Rambam, as the Chorin point out, the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, when he speaks about the process of the Mishkanos of Beis HaMikdash, he says, "Keshemeis Eli Chorav Shilo Uvo LeNoiv Ubanu Shel Mikdash. Keshemeis Shmuel Chorav Noiv Uvo LeGivoin Ubanu Shel Mikdash. UMeGivoin Bo LeBeis Solomim." He calls all the Mikdash. There was different stages of Mikdash. There was a Mikdash in the Midbar, then came Noiv, then came Givoin, and then came Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaElohim. And they're all Mikdash. The Rambam does not disqualify Noiv HaGivoin from being Beis HaMikdash for the fact that they don't have an Oren. Now, L'chura, the Rambam goes L'shitosu, very Gishmak. Ke'adua, the Machlekes Rambam and Ramban, what is the Ikur in Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam says, when he comes to define Beis HaMikdash, he calls Beis HaMikdash the Mokom, where we oivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mokoy ma'avoito, that's Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, says, no, you know what's Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is Mokom Hashoras HaShchina. The same Gilui Shchina that we had in Har Sinai continues on in the Mishkan. My Rebbe Ramush Shapir Zitzal used to say that the Rambam, the Ramban, Goli Shetosam, and other Inyonim. Because we know, for example, that the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah to daven every day. While the Ramban says, there's no mitzvah to daven every day, only Beis Tzor. The Rambam also holds that there's no mitzvah to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai. The Ramban attacks the Rambam and says, there's a mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. Why don't you mention that in the mitzvahs? So says Ramoshe, really the Rambam and the Ramban go to Shitosim the whole time. The Rambam holds that the Ikar, what we had in Ma'amad Har Sinai, was Tavdu Yisrael Elokim al Har Hazeh. The main focus is the Mokor Ma'avoido, that we worship Hashem. And when we build the Mishkan, we build Beis HaMikdash, that continues on. So the main union of Mishkan, main union of Beis HaMikdash is Mokor Ma'avoido. Therefore, I don't have a din to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai. I'm remembering the fact that we worship Hashem there. We continue the worshiping. I don't have a din to remember the Ma'amad itself. And I have a din to daven every day, because that's the Avoida that we learned in Ma'amad Har Sinai. The Rabban holds the Ika Ma'amad Har Sinai is Gilu Shchino. So therefore we always have to remember that Gilu Shchino. We have a mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. And we don't have a mitzvah daven every day because we're not focused so much on the Avoido. We're focused more on Gilu Shchino. So meaning there's a fundamental machlekes. What is the Ika focus of a Yid? Is it the Avoido or the Gilu Shchino that comes from above? Anybody who's Me'ayin will see from here the Chura, that's the Hemshech, what comes later in generations. The Mechlekes, are we focusing on Torah, which is Gilu Shechina, or are we focusing on Tefillah, which is the Avodah? That's always the two big philosophies, two Mechlekes, two Shittas in Am Yisrael, what do we focus on? Baal Kulpon, Ef Shalom, here is the same thing. Rashi maybe goes with the Ramban Shita, that a Mikdosh, the Ikar of Mikdosh, is you need to have an Oren. If you don't have an Oren, you're missing the Mikdosh. So says Rashi, without an Oren, Noiv VeGivoin is not a Mikdosh. But the Rambam says, no, the Ikar, Inyan, and Mikdosh is not the Ashuras HaShchina. It's not the Gilu Shchina, it's the Avoido. So also never given there was a voida. The fact he didn't have an oren over there, that doesn't take away from the fact that it's mokam mikdosh, mokam avoida. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.